This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
It's not over until it's overcome. This is Govern America.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Govern America. Darren Weeks, Vicki Davis, Nancy Levant, we're all here, and you're here, and we appreciate that. And you're welcome to call in as well. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We're talking about intelligence systems, smart systems, the smart grid, the Internet of Things, self-governing corporations, and basically corporate fascism on a technocratic scale, ladies and gentlemen. This is the future that we all are going to be living in very soon. We're already having degrees of it encroaching upon us. We have a debate going in the chat room right now about the chat room itself and the collection of IP addresses and this sort of thing. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're worried about that, you might as well get off the internet. You know, because anywhere you go on the internet, your IP address is logged and can be watched. And so it's pointless to worry about it. My opinion on all this is I'm not going to hide. You know, if these scumbags in government don't like what I say, as far as I'm concerned, they can go pound sand.
I'm with you, Darren.
It's time for people to quit worrying about it. Get out there, say what you believe, and be proud of it. If enough people stand up against this thing, quit hiding, folks. This is the problem that I have. We have, you know, the Patriot folks like to talk big and bold and, oh, you know, they like to blow off a lot of hot air. You know, but it seems like we have an awful lot of people in the Patriot movement that like to go hide and turn tail and run. From the expatriation folks who, well, we need to withdraw our consent and get out of the system. Well, Roger Money just put a very good thing up on the website last night about getting out of the system and smart systems. I realize this is not going to win me any friends. You know what? I have never been worried about being popular. Okay? From the time I was a grade school student, I never fit in the in crowd. I never cared to. I never tried to. And so I'm not going to fit into the in crowd here. I'm just going to tell you the way I see it, folks. Quit withdrawing, quit running, and start fighting. This is the only way we're going to turn this system around. And yes, you can't withdraw from a system when the system is all-encompassing. Now, people are going to pick on me for that, and go ahead and commence your picking.
Well, you know, Darren, if they're calling us on the phone, and if they're using a computer system, they haven't withdrawn from the system.
Yeah, they haven't withdrawn anyway. Do they live on land? Are you floating around in the air, or are you actually have your feet on the ground? Well, guess what? Every single inch of property in the world is accounted for in their systems. Every single area.
Yep.
You can't have your feet on the ground. And for that matter, even if you were floating through the air, they have that accounted for too. Go ahead, Vicki.
They've got the electric grid. They'll be able to monitor your activities in your home. I mean, so, yeah, you're right. You cannot get out of this all-encompassing system. So forget about it.
So let's stand up and fight. Say what you mean what you say. And, you know, I mean, that doesn't mean we don't endorse people making threats or anything like that. You know, you got to use your head. But the point is, folks, quit being worried about who's profiling who. Let's get out there and, you know, and state it plainly. You know, if they want to put you on a terrorist watch list, guess what? They're not going to leave you alone anyway. Your children won't be left alone. You want a vision of the future? I'll quote from Orwell's book, 1984, a boot stamping on the human face forever. But that boot is an electronic boot. Anyway, I want to go to the phones. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Bob in Chicago, you're up first.
Yeah, I was just going to say, my girlfriend has a friend that works for the electric company, and she was saying that they are using those smart meters to spy on people in their homes. And the way that she found out is a fellow said, you know, yeah, or a lady at work had said, yeah, the red dress looks better than that blue one. And she realized that she, because she had tried on this blue dress in the morning before she came to work, and she decided to wear the red one instead. So she found out that employee was watching her get dressed. And so my girlfriend said, do all the employees get to watch? And she said, no, only 33rd degree Masons. You have to be a 33rd degree Mason. Then you get to watch people get dressed and stuff in their houses. And then what they do is they kidnap these little children and stuff, and they take them underground, and they have the Masons have these ceremonies and everything, you know, where they drink.
How do you know this?
This guy must be employed by.
This sounds to me like a crank call. Goodbye.
By FERC or by not FERC, FEMA, you know, because FEMA or the electric companies. Anytime you start talking about real things. These people that are hired trolls come out of the woodwork. And a lot of them have these really exaggerated, fake Southern accents. And I'm telling you, I'm really so sick of hearing the fake Southern accents. I could just scream.
Well, one thing I will say, not that they can't watch you undress and dress through your smart devices. I think that is we know it's already happened, actually. These public schools have given out these iPads to students, and they have actually been found to be watching the students, the people sleep, and this sort of thing. So this is why, I mean, all this technology, I mean, it is possible, but I don't know. That just smelled like a prank call to me.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it was. I'm sure he thinks he's very clever.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's move on. Kent in West Virginia, you're up next, Kent. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was kind of amused when you mentioned about George Bush going to Iraq and bringing them up and losing our electricity. Here in West Virginia, a few years back, we had a problem of constant power outages. And I had a neighbor out the road who was a staunch Bush supporter. And I used to always, when I got out, I'd just say, well, there's George Bush bringing democracy again. And he did not like that at all, but that's what's going to happen. So,
yeah.
If you look at the history of what every president has done since Carter, if you can do that and call yourself either a Republican or a Democrat, then you truly are a useful idiot, you know.
You know, it's kind of interesting, the point that you brought up about Iraq, though. It looks to me like what they did is they went in and destroyed that country, and now the rebuilding it is going to entail, and it's kind of almost like an experimental smart grid system. It's like this gives them the opportunity to completely start from scratch and rebuild it in a smart grid type way. You think that came into play there, Vicki?
Oh, definitely. Sure. Yeah, a lifetime test of you know, the smart grid systems. These people who are doing this, they are truly psychopaths in the most absolute of terms, because they want absolute total control over everything. And the smart grid is going to be a global system.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that, you know.
Yeah, exactly. All right, I'll tell you what, Ron, or Kent, did you have anything else?
Yeah, just one thing real quick. I lived overseas many years ago, and what they did is they just had lower electricity rates at night, encouraging everybody to run, to do their washing at night and do all their stuff, you know. So that was the way they did. Of course, they still knew what time you were using electricity, but at least they made it incentive for you. So,
well, that's what they claim they're going to do here, except that someday you may get up and find out that none of it works. You know, when you need to go to work and you have clothes that you need to dry. Hey, guess what? Doesn't work. Sorry. Too bad for you. Hey, thanks, Ken. I appreciate your call. Stay with us, folks. 800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. 800-313-9443. This is Govern America. Vicki Davis is here. Nancy Levan is here. ChannelingReality.com is Vicki's website. Stay with us. We'll continue here in a moment here on RBN.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Get the newest book, Epigenetics, by Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and receive a free membership to purchase all products that Dr. Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. You'll also get a free CD of the most famous health lecture in the world, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Join the health revolution and learn to deal with health issues with all natural products. You'll receive all this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. If you don't reach someone, just leave your name and phone number and your call will be returned. Again, you'll receive Dr. Wallach's book, Epigenetics, a free membership to enjoy wholesale prices on all of Dr. Wallach's products, and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, all for just $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge right now at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. Call now.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Nancy Levan is here. Vicki Davis is here. ChannelingReality.com. And I'm here. I'm Darren Weeks. And as we continue on here, we've got a lot of calls now, but I think we have a couple of open lines. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Somebody in the chat room asks, you know, what do you mean by fighting, Darren? You know, what is, are you talking about voting? And my answer to that is, of course not. We know our elections are rigged, again, through the technocratic system, the electronic smart voting machines. have been put in the polling places where the outcomes can be controlled. Bev Harris of Black Box Voting did a very good piece on how the votes can be rigged, they can be changed. I'm not talking about the electronic voting. I'm not talking about doing it through the ballot box. If you think you can make a difference that way, you're badly deceived. But there are ways that you can fight back, and I'm not talking about violently. I don't advocate anything violent. They've got plans for that. If people want to do that, they have ways of dealing with that. I think that that's why our police forces are being militarized right now, is to deal with the citizenry in case people get unruly at a later date. They're planning for this, and they've got all the pieces together. What they don't plan on, though, is the public waking up in droves and pushing back in massive numbers. And that's the key. Everything that we need right now, it boils down to numbers, people. And in that vein, you need to work to educate your fellow Americans. Talk to people. If you got money, which I realize is increasingly rare these days, but people, go in with some people. Put up some billboards, radio ads, TV. Back when I worked at the NBC affiliate in town, some of the overnight ads were relatively cheap for a 30-second. Put together something and run some ads. Go in with some people. Reach the unchurched masses. You can spread flyers, have flyers printed up and put them in public places. And as far as action, melt their phones. Melt the phones of your elected officials. And I say elected, I put that word in quotes. But folks, you can write them letters. And if enough people would follow through and put the pressure on the local state level, and on the pressure of these people that are implementing these systems.
Gather signatures.
The key is numbers.
Gather signatures. We're dealing with a lot of very, very treasonous issues here. Gather signatures. See what you can come up with for class action. Try to find lawyers who are decent human beings.
Good luck with that one.
Well, they're needed.
Yeah, well, and there may be a few somewhere, but anyway, I want to go back to the phones. 800-313-9443. Let's go to Ron in Missouri. Ron, you're up next.
Well, by the way, the officials are selected, not elected, but anyway.
Right.
A friend of mine, they're putting a smart meter by his house, so he had them put it out on a pole away from the house. And it hasn't come to us yet, but Vicki, since you're forced to deal with this nonsense up there, what have you put behind the smart meter or anything to keep the RF from coming in around you, or what can we do when these smart meters do come?
Well, I'm the wrong person to ask on that because the health issues have never been my issue. My issue with smart meters is that
the privacy.
First of all, the control. But secondly, it's a 24/7 wiretap on your home. So what they're doing is unconstitutional surveillance. And they've put regulatory authority over it. Within an international organization. And I don't believe that Congress had the authority to sign away sovereignty like that. I don't think they have the authority to set up a different form of sovereignty while they destroy our nation state.
I agree with you. I guess I'll make a final point, then I gotta go on Sam's here to deal with these idiots. Anyway, Darren, hopefully you can do a program on the safety and how to protect ourselves. And what I did, Vicki, I got a 24-volt transformer from Lowe's when they were getting rid of them. And what I intend to do is put my thermostat on that transformer whenever we're forced to go with this system, control it myself. Then on their system, I'm going to put a capacitor that is the system will think there's a load where the furnace is. And that's going to be my way, at least, of getting around the heat part of it anyway, the heat and air part.
Well, I can't comment on that because I'm not an engineer, and I'm afraid of electricity, so I can't comment on any sort of technical remedies. But in terms, I just my gut level instinct says that doesn't matter what you do, it won't really work.
Well, I don't know. Certain people probably would advocate putting Faraday cages around the meters, and that would certainly keep it from, I guess, transmitting, at least in part, to other meters. But then the other problem you run into is what the electric company's response is going to be. See, I
want to do the reverse, Darren. I want to put something on the inside wall. You've been to our apartment, and we have 6 meters on the other side of our bedroom wall. Now, so far, Ameren UE has not gone to the smart meter technology, but what I'm trying to find out, and maybe you could do a show on this, what can I put on that back wall to keep the 6 meters RF when they switch over coming backwards my direction?
Yeah, well, I mean, other people might have some suggestions there, but there's certainly ways to block transmissions to a certain extent, but can you completely block them? I don't think you can, really.
I know some people who are RF sensitive, and one of them has tried Faraday cage and all kinds of things, and nothing that she's done really seems to have worked, because it's all around us.
It's a part of a cylinder. It's going to be some sort of a microwave screening, like they use in the microwave ovens, but I'm not technical enough to really know all the answers. But Darren, maybe you could get a show in the future for us, and I'll let you go to the next caller.
I appreciate it, Ron. Thank you so much. Let's go to Michael in Idaho. Michael, you're up next.
Hey, how are y'all doing today? Hello,
there, sir.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes?
Yeah, hi.
Hey. I think solutions, in the most simplest of terms, getting more local is the best solution that you may have.
Yeah.
You know, for my aspect, people are the ones that make up the foundation of what works for whatever group, organization, or police department. And getting connected without antagonistic ways, but trying to get more of a humanistic way of contact with them is the best solution, I think. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, you know, the police and even a district attorneys general, they don't necessarily know all of this stuff either. And I kind of think that if they did, if they're true Americans at heart, whether even though they're lawyers, they would have to be really concerned about this system that's being set up too. So mm-hmm. It is a huge education effort.
Well, that here not only includes an awful lot of people that are awake. And it seems to me that getting on the ground floor and in the simplest of terms, we have a mechanism now called the internet. We're able to talk right now, just like the printing press was invented. Back in the 1700s, it transformed and made this nation. We also have a new form of printing press that they're desperate to try to...
Yeah, print. Hey, Michael, hold on. I'll hold you over the break. Stay with us, folks. We got to take the bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in a moment with Vicki Davis here on Govern America. Don't go away.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
We're back. This is Govern America. GovernAmerica.com is the website, and ChannelingReality.com is Vicki Davis's website. She's the guest for today. And we're talking about smart systems, the smart grid, the Internet of Things, and the technocratic rule that is being built around us, and, you know, ideas on how to wake up the populace to this tyranny and how to combat it. You know, there seems to be some confusion among some of the listening audience that I was promoting voting as the solution. Nothing could be further from the truth. I understand that much of our election systems, especially on a federal level, I would say the federal election systems is completely controlled. Now, are they entirely controlled on the state level? I think there's a lot of it that is, but every seat, I don't think every seat is controlled on a state level. People might disagree with me on that, but I just don't believe that they pick every single seat in every single state. That would be a very daunting task. Do they pick the leadership positions? I think so. But can we still make a big difference on a state level? I think so. I think that there's a lot of people. Again, we come back to numbers, people. But you can't just withdraw yourself from the system and expect change. You can't just withdraw yourself and make the argument that, well, we need to withdraw and we need to take away our consent. Folks, it doesn't matter if you consent or not. They're going to go forward with the plans. Your country is going to go down and crash and burn. It's going to go down in flames if you're not involved actively at trying to turn it around. I never said it was going to be easy, but it's important to have conversations like this, and it's important to be talking amongst each other and with your fellow Americans about this, reaching those who don't know. Very few people, when they install these things on the side of their houses or businesses, very few people actually know the ramification of this. Very few people know what this is. Those are the people you need to reach. People that are just trying to live their lives and be left alone. Anyway, Michael is in Idaho. Michael, I don't know if you had a chance to ask your question or finish your point.
Oh, yes. It's real simple. All we have to do is use the tools and mechanisms we have. And I think in the most simplest of basics, you can put an online newspaper or anything else like we've tried to do and go to the economic side of it. And by mm-hmm. buying local, and instead of your eggs being shipped two states away, try to cultivate and help local farmers and businesses within your local area, and through that also find solutions. Those solutions could very easily be where all your money goes. How hard is it for a natural producer of food to get his food out there versus a big co-op? And mm-hmm. expose that to the people, and a lot of people are not aware of it. It's really simple.
Yeah.
Did
you have anything you'd like to respond? Go ahead.
Yeah, that's one solution for one part of the problem, but we have many, many problems.
Yes,
some people need to be involved in the school systems. Some people need to be involved with the electric grid. Some people need to be involved with food. But because these systems are all encompassing, people really need to understand the comprehensive nature of them. For example, the reform in the schools, moving to a vocational system whereby the industry, the functionally sovereign self-governing industry, defines the standards of education for a particular career path, and that system is being implemented in our schools. So we won't have educated children. We will have trained workers.
Well, the Carnegie Foundation started all that. It seems to me, if you're trying to hit in multi-pronged places, the best way to start is try to create a local newspaper for people that they can do whatever they want within their area, and let the students have a voice, let the teachers have a voice, because in my experience, the teachers and the students are saying the same things that we are saying. In my research, going around and talking to people, everybody seems to be somewhat on board. So,
yeah. I think you're right. I think if they know, when they learn of this, yeah, they'll be on board.
Definitely.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Michael. Listen, I hate to do this, but we're going to have to move on. We got a call stacking up, but I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Let's move along to Arizona and talk to BJ. BJ, you're up next.
Hi, everyone.
Hi there.
Hi. Hey. Boy, I tell you what, it's like being in a batting cage with a 500 of those ball-throwing things coming at us.
Indeed.
There are so many issues, it's just incredible. But Darren, I agree with you about this being an overall money thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it all comes down to always follow that money. But these people, probably, by the way, Vicki has researched how this has happened. They've ignored every war, even the Department of Defense warned them about the safety of the grid, because we are overlaying it, an old broken down, kind of a, mechanically broken system. this new thing. And then the cyber people warned them against, you know, the hacking, and the American environmental doctors have warned, stop putting these in. They urged them to stop. You know, they violate probably most building codes. They aren't UL approved. On and on and on, no environmental impact studies. And they've gotten away with all of this. But the more pushback they got, the meaner they got, and the more lies they're telling. And now they are shutting people's electric off that don't want it. And that one lady
I have to take, issue with you on the broken down electric grid. There's nothing wrong with our electric grid, except that the feds didn't control it. And as far as the Department of Defense is concerned, it was the Department of Defense, DARPA, that came up with all of these plans. Because what happened when the Cold War, when the Berlin Wall fell, Bush, Clinton, all those people, they took it that, oh, we don't need to spend money on weapons anymore. So what they did is they turned defense contractors towards weaponizing our civilian territory, weaponizing the electric grid, weaponizing our highway systems. All of these surveillance and control systems are weaponized computer systems.
Well, just like you say, they can turn it down to, like, slow down our, you know, appliances from using too much if there's an overload. Can't they also amp them up to maybe, like, hurt us more, or zap our energy or something like that also?
Or turn us off for a year or two?
Well, that too.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's, I mean, yes, that's part of the concept of weaponization of the infrastructure.
Well, what about all these health effects? Isn't this a crime against humanity? I mean, I got into this. I should have an honorary PhD in electrical as far as these things go. You know, because it did hurt me that way. I studied it so hard that, you know, it's a dirty electricity issue. It's a RF issue. They do have paint for the walls that man was asking about. But at least he's putting his thinking cap on, trying to figure out ways around this thing. Because we really can't say no anymore if we don't want electric. One lady in California said, okay. And she set up her life just fine without it. And now they're going to force her out of her home because it's not, you know, fit for occupation.
I think there's a woman in Florida, too, that they forced her. She wanted to be off the grid and to completely withdraw. What the problem is that they're having these local codes now. The International Property Maintenance Code and all these International Electric Code from the International Code Council, they're incorporating that you have to actually have electricity into the home in order to keep it from being declared or condemned, I guess would be the word.
Right.
So they're forcing people, again, onto the grid if they want to live in a house. Otherwise, they're going to have these little Nazi-type people coming around visiting your house and kicking you out of your own home.
Well, let me tell you something interesting that I saw in the Public Utilities Commission for Idaho. They ordered Idaho Power to lobby for the International Building Codes, which includes the International Electric Codes. And
there you go.
And the legislators in Idaho passed it.
There you go. See, and that's why instruction is very important. People need to be involved and be at these legislators' offices. BJ, thank you so much for your call. We'll be back here in a moment, folks.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
And we're back. This is Govern America, governamerica.com. That's the website. My email address is radio@governamerica.com. Vicki's website is channelingreality.com. And her email is there as well. Did you want to give your email out on the air?
Well, I can, but it's easier to go to the website and find it. It's eyeswideopen@channelingreality.com. But there are two O's in wide open. That's WIDEOOPEN.
Okay.
eyeswideopen@channelingreality.com.
All right. Thank you so much. You think you got anything to add before we go back to the phones?
Nope.
Okay, very good. All right, let's go to John in Tennessee. John, you're up next.
Oh, thank you. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was way too long when Vicky's on. Vicky, because of what the industry I've been in for 30 plus years, I've watched the flow of product in the oil business go from analog to digital, and I know that liquid meters have to be calibrated. The way they do that is actually run product through a meter and put it in a container that's been previously calibrated, and then they can measure the flow. Now, the question I have and what I'm speculating is that electricity used to be like an analog meter. A water meter, the water would have to move through and turn a gear to move the meter. Now, with a digital meter, it's possible because I've seen it happen with liquid, so I'm sure that they can do it with electricity, that the meter can be calibrated remotely at any time that the person selling the electricity or the gasoline wants to recalibrate it. They can actually change the cost, not necessarily per unit, but they can make it seem as though you're using more than you are simply by remotely calibrating the meter. So and when we understand that all of these things are tied to our banking, whether it's electric bill, water bill, gas bill, cable bill, that they're able to discreetly redistribute wealth and keep corporations from going losing money, from being non-profitable, because they can actually look at your bank and determine how much you're able to spend that month for a specific utility. Does that make sense? Am I making myself clear?
It makes perfect sense, and that's been a concern for me too, because if they can control it's a computer. The smart meter is a computer, and you know there's probably just any number of ways that they could change the billing and redistribute. And that's what one of my concerns is. I really haven't talked about this. They consider your electricity use as a resource. Any reductions that are made, they consider a resource that
Let me interrupt you. I'm sorry, but what I want to do is make my point maybe clear it up a little bit, because we're watching, you know, this mantra that we've heard for years: from each according to their ability, to each according to their need. We're watching it come to life because some are more able than others to carry the burden for those that are unable. Every month when I get my electric bill, would you like to contribute a dollar to help one of your unfortunate neighbors who can't pay their electric bill? What it amounts to when I say no is not that I'm hateful to those that can't do it, but that even when I say no, they've come up with a way to be able to take money that I've told them no, so that they can keep the electricity on to people that might revolt if they didn't have it. And again, when you look at the names of the meters, folks, it's ICON. And you may not even use electricity, but I guarantee you, you're going to get a bill.
You'll pay for it.
Right, and you have no way to say, well, I couldn't have used 9,000 kilowatt hours. I wasn't home. They're going to say, well, this is what your meter said. And what if you ask them, well, when's the last time the meter was calibrated? They're going to look at you like you're nuts, because you're not supposed to know that meters are supposed to be calibrated, even a liquid meter or a gas meter.
You know, that brings up another important issue, John and Vicki. The fact of the matter is, when we have, you know, with the analog meters, there's actual physical stuff going on that you can physically see. With these new digital meters, you can't see the inner workings of the device. So you don't know if they're accurately measuring anything.
Let me tell you about this lady that was here in town that I know. She plays cards at the senior center, but she had a house, you know, that was an older house, but, you know, she was living there. When they installed the smart meter on her house, she got a bill for over $700 for 1 month. She ended up having to sell her house because she couldn't pay the electric bill. And isn't that a handy thing? You know, some old person has
Well, you know what it's handy about is if they want to move you. You know, we know all about Agenda 21. Those of us have been talking about it, researching it, and discussing it for years. And the listeners out there that have been listening to us and doing their own research, if they want to remove people off of certain areas of land, what better way to do it than to jack up their electricity and utility rates?
Yeah. Well, I had the same thing happen with the water bill, Darren. When I've done a well for years. When I got on city water, right next door to my in-laws, who actually took city water the same day, and the first meter reading that they took from me, my bill was $90. My in-laws was $30. They told me I used 11,000 gallons of water in 1 month with my wife and myself. Now, I actually paid to have the meter replaced, and I haven't had a bill over $30 in 10 years. But I sure didn't get any $60 refund because it was outrageous. That's a brand new meter.
Well, John, I appreciate the call. I got to move on here because it's getting late. Vicki, you wanted to say something in response to John?
I noticed with my electric and water bill is that they've kind of harmonized the price so that I pay about $260 or $70 year-round. In the winter time, the price of electricity goes down. It goes up, and my water bill goes down. And then in the summer, it's the reverse. But when you average the two together, it's the same amount year-round that I have to pay. And now, we're not supposed to think that that there is coordination in the pricing, but I'm absolutely positive that there is.
Well,
they have determined what the amount should be, and that's what I pay.
Yeah. We didn't even get a chance to get into the renewable energy certificates, or what's called RECs, to a very large degree, or if at all. I don't think we even got into it at all. But this is something that I was reading the information that you have written about that, Nancy, Vicki, and you know, the thought that occurred to me is this is cap and trade. This is our cap and trade system right here. It's all they need.
Yeah. Well,
renewable energy certificates, folks. Go read Vicki's piece and study that. This is totally cap and trade, and it harkens back to what Obama said about energy prices necessarily skyrocketing under his plan of cap and trade. This isn't his plan, but this is his job to implement this, and it's being done right under our noses. We don't have to worry about cap and trade, another system, a carbon trading scheme. This is it. We're here. Anyway, gosh, I got more calls and no time. We got to do this again real soon, Vicki.
Okay.
There's never enough time. I think we could talk for days about this. My apologies to the few callers on the line that we didn't get to. It's just been a very good discussion today. But I encourage you folks, please go to Vicki's website, channelingreality.com, read Smart Grid, the rest of the story. All the stuff that she has there is just wonderful. So thank you, Vicki, for your patriotism and for the endless hours. And I know you've spent a lot of time putting this together. Thank you for your work and your
Thank you, Darren. And thank you, Nancy. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you, folks. Appreciate you being with us. We may not always agree on everything, but that's okay. You know, as long as you recognize we're in this together. And pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. There are things you can do. Spread the word about the broadcast, about the network, and support the network. Please, they need your help to stay on the air. God bless you, folks. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. With finance.